Welcome everyone. Today I'm going to talk about ADO.NET Entity Framework and its complex type. What is there in complex type for you as a developer is my topic today. My name is Riju and I work here in Microsoft as lead partner technical consultant. You can see my blog down there. You just hit the blog, you will get to see a lot of .NET stuff and ADO.NET stuff over there. So let's open my Visual Studio and set a new project. I'll choose console application and create a data aware application. And to do that, I just need to bring the ADO.NET Entity Framework model designer. So let's say add new item and add the ADO.NET data model. Once I add that, I say generate model from database. So I get the database. So let's pick the database from out here. Say next. And choose the table called department. Choose the complex type table. But before we choose the complex type table, let's see how it looks like. So complex type table contains 5 additional columns apart from its primary ID column. Street 1, street 2, city, state, country. So whenever I need to enter any address or show up any address in my application form, I need to actually use all the 5s together. If I miss out one of them, I might miss out one very important information. So how can I handle this kind of scenario in Entity Framework in more efficient way is the demo today. So let's just say finish. And once we finish it off, I can write fairly simple Entity Framework query in link. So let's try to write that. So I said test TV entities and then var q equals to from now when I just try to print them out one by one. I say k dot. I choose street 1 and then I put some sort of break over here, or I can actually print them in all multiple lines. So all 5 of them. So this will be street 2, this will be city, and this will be state. And this will be country. It's fine, right? I need to remember that I have got 5 columns and all the 5 has got some values, right? That's how it is showing up for me. Now how I can do it more efficiently? So if I choose all the 5 columns which are kind of clubbed always all together, I can right click and say refactor it into new complex type using the designer. Now the model browser window here, if it doesn't open, you can open it by right clicking on the designer and say model browser. It says that I just type my type, and also this will have a property called complex property. So I can say address type. So that's the name and the type is my type, right? So you can see that if there are many or complex type available, you can actually club them together. So all of them will appear over here. Now once it is done, my program will behave a little differently. So instead of me calling street one directly, I can say dot address type dot. Now address type will hold only the properties from the complex type. So now it is easier for me to find out the properties from the shorter list compared to the previous one. So just need to say address type at the beginning of every query. Even in the link you can use it. So you can use where a dot address type dot street equals some value like that. Now if I execute this query, it will also show me the same value irrespective of my design, but this one is kind of grouping, helping me to group together things which I use always as a group or as a bunch whenever I insert value or update value. So let's see how we can insert value here. So we can say that var nv equals to new complex table, and here in this you can say address type equals to some type, right? Let's say my ADB. Now how that address type would look like, so var my ADD equals to new my type equals straight. I say, and then using the C# object manager like becomes simple because it keeps on reducing the list of properties based on which I have entered so far. Now we can see that now it's city equals to NY. Let's just compile this code. Now if I execute it, okay, it just adds but doesn't save because I didn't call the save changes. So let's say save changes. Once I do that, it will also save the value. Now this is how you handle adding the addresses to the context. Now you might have a question like whether you should be able to use it to another object or not. Yes, the answer to that question is yes. If you have the similar bunch of addresses being used in another table, what we do today in SQL Server scenario, we use one single table for address and use a key for many tables. But if your SQL Server designed is in a way that it uses five column for addresses in multiple table, you can create one single complex type in your designer and use it across the entities to control the behavior or group the field of addresses for multiple entities using one single complex type. Thank you and have a great day.